So, Charlie, another question from an oncologist about biliary cancer. 57-year-old woman underwent a cholecystectomy for presumed gallstones, found to have gallbladder adenocarcinoma. Another surgery was done with wider excision resection of liver tissue near the gallbladder bed, revealed 2 positive nodes. Would you recommend adjuvant therapy?
Well, she certainly has a reasonable chance of recurrence because, you know, the ones who do well are the ones who are found incidentally and it's limited to something not beyond the submucosa. With 2 positive nodes, the risk of recurrence is considerable. If one were to give adjuvant therapy, it would be gemcitabine-based, realizing that, you know, to some extent, we're doing inference from other studies. And I've done it.
Interesting.
You should refer to the study that was just published,
in JCO.
That actually was a very interesting meta-analysis, correct, of multiple studies that does suggest, I mean, we previously have actually used the pancreas data and smaller studies to do the inference of potential advantage in this patient population. I think the meta-analysis suggests that similar benefits are seen across the spectrum of biliary cancers. Now, there are studies that are ongoing looking at that prospectively, but I think the meta-analysis was powerful enough to suggest that there is a role, specifically in a patient like this one, to benefit from treatment.
This was from the Princess Margaret.
Yeah. I mean. So what do you do radiation therapy to?
For gallbladder?
You know, that's very much dependent on the patient and on their status otherwise, and I say there's not a one-size-fits-all, very dependent. I tend not to do radiation. Ideally, we take patients back and resect the gallbladder. Many times they haven't had the gallbladder bed resected. Do that, maybe do a lymphadenectomy. In those patients with clear disease, I don't do radiation. Others, you might if you're suspicious. I mean, the problem again and again and again is the positive margin or the worrisome margin with inadequate surgery. So again, it's very variable.
I think that for this particular patient with an extensive liver surgery, pretty much eliminated the likelihood of having a local recurrence, and radiation may not play as much of a role. Same, of course, for intrahepatic cholangios, radiation does not seem to have a role. I think we limit it to patients with extrahepatic cholangios. Again, the SWOG study that's looking at adjuvant chemotherapy and chemotherapy and radiation, and does include gallbladder in addition to extrahepatic cholangio. But I do believe that extrahepatic cholangio and Klatskin tumors are the ones that most likely will benefit from radiation, not as much the others.
Charlie?
I'm sure everyone saw in this issue of JAMA, there's SPAC-3, I think it is, which was looking at periampullary tumors that were resected, randomized to observation, 5-FU or gemcitabine. And the study is not significant. It's underpowered, though, and it does appear to be a trend for those getting gemcitabine in terms of a survival benefit.